You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you. This is WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. All you need to do is go to where he speaks. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to hear some words from the Lord Jesus Christ here in his Parable of the Talents. This is part two of this message, started yesterday. It's called Serve or Dig. And it's a look at three people whom the Lord has entrusted his goods to, his stuff. Talents, the Bible calls them. What a great double meaning, right? Talents. Originally, it meant cold, hard cash, money. A talent was something that weighed 75 pounds. There's also talents that we've been given by the Lord. And the time is coming when he's going to take inventory and we are going to have to give an account for what we've done with the talents he's given us. That is the subject of this sermon. This is part two, and let's get right into the word.
So therefore, unbeknownst to me, my inheritance is part of the talents that the Lord Jesus Christ has given me, praise God. And it's part of the sum account that I will stand before him and I will have to give an account. You know, I can't separate that. Well, there's this money here I give to the Lord, and then there's my inheritance over here that I get to blow. And that, no. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. He said to Job, everything under heaven belongs to me. And then every gift that you get comes down, that we get, comes down from the Father of lights. So no one understands. It's all the same. God owns everything. I like to be like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas morning. That's one of my all-time heroes, is the new and improved Ebenezer Scrooge, who just the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Jumping up on his bed with so much joy, giving away everything that he had. See, that's the heart condition that he's looking for here. He owns it all. Also, he's given us according to our ability. For me personally, my ability has changed throughout the years. It's different now that I'm 62 years old, than it was back when I was in my 20s, or like Jace here, 15 years old, and some of the other kids. Certainly it's a lot different now than it was then. So put yourself in the place of these three people here who received something from the Lord that was of value to bless and advance his kingdom. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, he says, freely you have received, now freely give. All right, verse 16. Then he who had received the five talents, he went and traded with them, and he made another five talents. Likewise, he who had received the two gained two more also. All right, so what's the equivalent of this today? I would guess the first two opened up some kind of business, maybe. Started a ministry. Around here, it would look like First Baptist Church of Merritt Island on a Monday morning. Has anyone driven by First Baptist Church on a Monday morning and had a look-see at what goes on there on a Monday? They're bused here from all over the county, from new bicycles to showers to a loaf of bread and everything in between. That is what that looks like. The Brevard Sharing Center, the Red Cross, also in Cocoa, Matthew's Hope, Catholic Charities. Man, oh man, what a great group that is, Catholic Charities. Or how about this, East Coast Christian Center. I'll blow their horn for them this morning, using the talents they have received to feed everyone in the entire county. Anyone who has a need can go to East Coast Christian Center on Tuesday. Matter of fact, that gets paid forward right here in this church. Bob goes there every Tuesday morning, brings the stuff in here. The stuff he brings in here, milk was going out of here at warp speed yesterday. To families that came here for the food pantry, it didn't have milk, left with it because someone gave money at East Coast Christian Center and they used that money to help to do what we do. That's part of it. Speaking of that, how about this talent? How about Island Community Church? Now, yesterday, this church broke the all-time record here for food provided for children here at Island Community Church yesterday. 41 kids. Also, the church pays a portion of my radio bill, which spreads the gospel and these messages around the country. Before that, the church sponsored our very own Bill Steinbrook over here as a missionary to Israel. He, in turn, was taking that money and paying it forward, sharing it with Arab Christians, with gypsy Christians in Poland and Ukraine. Bill practically drove through enemy lines to bring food and other stuff to the hungry and needy people. He drove the truck that crossed the border there into Ukraine. Now remember, in addition to Bill spending, I'm going to embarrass him, spending every cent that he had, which he did. By the way, these talents came from you people here at Island Community Church that put money in the offering plate. Even if it's just 5 cents, whatever it is, that's of value to you. God is in the blessing business. God is able to make all grace abound to your account. Jesus will say at the end of this parable, and as much as you've done this to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me, he says. So church, God does great things with what you give. And you will be personally rewarded for these things. These things that you do in Jesus' name, you will be rewarded for them. The Apostle Paul wrote this. He says, this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, you guys know, I've taught you before what that Greek word for cheerful means, remember? The Greek word is hilarion. Hilarious. Ebenezer Scrooge, Christmas morning, pulls open those curtains. God loves a hilarious giver. And it says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you so that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, that you may have an abundance for every good work. Wow, look at that. Like the Bible says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, those are all the promises for using the Lord's talents with gusto. We'll see in a moment what happens to the entrusted servant who does nothing. Now, verse 18. But he who received the one talent, he went and he dug into the ground and hid his Lord's money. Boy, can't you just see the shovel this guy had with him? And look at how he underestimated his Lord. Look at how the man underestimated the cost for doing nothing. He underestimated both big time. This guy's got a shovel with him. There you have it. There's two types of Christians in this world. I think I'm going to steal this from Clint Eastwood. There's those who serve and those who dig. You're either one of the two. There's those who serve and those who dig. Which one are you? One who serves or one who digs? So let me ask the question then. What talents has the Lord given you? Remember, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. And number two, what are you doing with his talents? Remember, they're not yours, they're his. They belong to him. Again, as I said before, as he said to Job, everything under heaven belongs to me. What are you doing with what the Lord's given you? And he's coming back to settle accounts. What have you done with what he's given you? If you're uncertain about question number one, let me help you along. What is it that you could do effortlessly and tirelessly around the clock that you don't even consider work that would be considered the kingdom work? What could you do? What could you do that so engrosses you that someone would have to elbow you in the ribs and say, look at the time? Or for you to answer, where is the day gone? Because your talents is more than money. Because some people don't have money. It's the master's stuff. It's his goods. You see, even this is something I learned in real estate school, and that is goodwill has a value to it. You can sell a business based on goodwill. Lose your goodwill and your business is worthless. You sell rotten spaghetti or Italian restaurants, good for nothing now. For me, another talent, or perhaps it's an addiction, is an all-consuming passion for this book. I'm self-taught in Greek. I took 2 years teaching myself the language, starting with how to speak Greek 101, to the advanced level, to reading and translating ancient Greek manuscripts that are 3,000 years old. Because I'm consumed with this book. This is my addiction. And you people around here reap the benefits, if there's any benefits to that, to one of my passions. I would hope there are some benefits here. I'm a word freak, and I hope that that comes out. Again, I ask the question, how about you? What is it that you could do around the clock and never get tired of that would exalt the Savior and advance his kingdom? What can you do? What would you do that exalts the Savior and advances his kingdom? What has he given to you? Now let's look at the Lord's responses to all three of these individuals who were given talents. Verse 19. Now after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and he settled accounts with them. And after a long time, the Lord of us here servants is coming back soon too. And he's going to hold court and inquire of each of us as to what we have done. Again, let me read that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:10. It says, we must all appear, it's like a summons, we of all will be summoned and appear before the judgment seat of Christ, not for your salvation, but for what you've done. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You're never judged for your salvation. Jesus was judged in your place. You're never judged for your salvation. You're going to give an account for what you've done with what he's given you. That's what we're talking about, not salvation. All right, now, on to verse 20. So he who had received 5 talents, he came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, the King James has the word, behold, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Verse 22. Then he also, who had received the 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 things. Look. You see, catch the attitude. This is like a child showing off something like every Sunday morning. Is Evelyn here this morning? I should make everyone wait for Evelyn to come out of Sunday school. She's going to come bolting in here at warp speed. And she's going to be showing me what she created this morning in Sunday. Pastor Paul, Pastor Paul. She's going to tear in here. You see, that's what he's looking for. You see, this is the mindset of these people. They said, look what I've done with what you've given me. That's the first 2. Behold means get a look at that I done, that I built. Look at that. He said, here, you delivered to me 2 talents. I'm in verse 22. Check this out. I've gained 2 more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done. We could substitute for that. Excellent job. Excellent job, Jesus says. Excellent job. The second guy got the same commendation as the first guy did. They got treated the same. One was not better than the other. He said, well done. Excellent job, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, so I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Again, notice equal commendation to both servants. Even though one of them had more to work with than the other, it didn't matter. You just do your best with what he's given you. And God's in the blessing and the multiplying business. Leave that up to him. See, what's required of stewards, that's us. He's given us something. We're a steward. What God's required of stewards is that one be found faithful. That's all. That's what's required of us. Faithful with what he's given you. So what talent do you have? What talent do you have? I've given this example before, and I'll give it again. Some people have the money to build a special wing at a hospital, while others have the talent to crochet a bunny or teddy bear and bring it to the child that's in the wing that the guy with all the money had and helped to build that wing. The one who did the crocheting, he gets equal praise from the Lord as the one who shelled out the $20 million to build it. While yet others have the talent to go and visit the child that's in the hospital. Some might be aghast at that and say, oh, I could never do that. Others will sit quietly and have this gift of making things to bring other people joy. That's a talent. One woman put 2 cents in the offering plate. The Lord singled her out above everyone else there. And he said, do you see what this woman over here has done? She put in more than all of you people combined. It's the heart condition. Pastor Darren was talking about this, played a song this morning, Alabaster Box. Expensive oil, broke the box, anointed the Lord's feet, And he says, surely what this lady, what this woman's done here is going to be her praise for, here we are 2,000 years still talking about it. It's the heart condition is what he's looking for. Each are commended the same, whether you're rich or what you might consider to be poor, maybe poor in your opinion perhaps, or as others might view you, but that's not his opinion. He doesn't consider you poor. All right, verse 24. And the day of reckoning for Sid the Sloth, or better yet, Morocco Mole. How many people are old enough to remember that cartoon? What does a mole do? Hides his head in the ground, right? Like an emu. Verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man. Let's substitute there, tough guy. I knew you were a tough guy. Well, catch the smug disdainment here. I knew you're a tough guy. Reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, in other words, here's like this old dollar coin I got here. That's like this.
There you go. You have what is yours.
Look. There you have what is yours. Catch the attitude of this last man. First of all, the man's a liar. He wasn't afraid. Because if he was afraid, he would have made more than the other two guys combined, because he would have done it out of fear, because fear instead of love would have motivated the man, and fear will motivate anyone to do it. Out of fear, I'm going to do this. So you weren't afraid, because you wouldn't have done that if you were afraid. So he's lying. Second of all, he was lazy. Thirdly, he seemed to have this disdain for his master. Catch the attitude. Look, you've got what is yours. It's under the ground over there somewhere. Why don't you go here, borrow my shovel if you want. Dig it out for yourself. Now, as we're about to see, this heart condition will bring forth a violent death. Verse 26. His Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have put my money in the bank. Or I wrote here in the Bailey Savings and Loan. Should have put my money in the bank. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent. Take the 75 pounds from him and give it to the one that's got the 10. Verse 29, for everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So this is utter anguish, because you've been thrown out. You buried your talent into the ground, and you got tossed, as they say in a baseball game, for arguing strikes. But you're not just tossed out of this game. You're tossed into outer darkness, where I can't imagine what gnashing of teeth would look like. And yet I ponder the words that started this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like everything that we just looked at. In this case of this third individual, because of your attitude toward God and toward your service for your master is one of disdain, this person is shown the door, to put nicely. cast into outer darkness, to put more accurately. Not the place where you want to be found. How about you this morning? Remember what James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. I'll show you what I believe by what I'm doing out here in the world today to advance the kingdom of God. You can talk, but his action speaks louder than words. I will show you my faith by what I'm doing out here today. This is what James is saying here. So we've seen today the consequences of two attitudes towards serving the Lord Jesus while he is away. The one who diligently prepares for it by investing their time and talents to serve God will be rewarded. The one who has no heart for the work of the kingdom will be punished. Now hear me now. God rewards faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. Those who bear no fruit for God's kingdom cannot expect to be treated the same way as those who are faithful. Let me say that again. Those who bear no fruit for God's kingdom cannot possibly expect to be treated the same way as those who are faithful. So let me encourage you today, church. Let's be about kingdom business until he returns. I leave you with this scripture verse, and then we're going to do one other thing before we're dismissed. Matthew 6:19, the Lord Jesus says, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So at this time, I'm going to ask Darren.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.